This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Tomorrow is our one-year anniversary.
That's right.
Of Matt Nair on Air.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I can't believe it's already been a year.
Full year. Can you believe it, Calvin? This time last year, you were...
Not even here.
26?
Calvin, were you... You didn't start off... But you Didn't you start off producing?
I've been here from the beginning.
I remembered that, Calvin. Calvin, I'll never forget that as long as I live.
It's seared in my memory, Calvin.
No, apparently it isn't. Apparently it's this is like
seared
pressed in lightly.
Right there. So the three of us have been together from the very beginning for Matt Nair on Air. It's been a great year.
It's been an amazing year.
It really has been an amazing year.
I mean, I know time travels in a relative speed, but it feels like it just...
In the blink of an eye. So tomorrow, to celebrate our one-year anniversary of Matt Nair on Air, one of our first guests and co-host, additional co-host, Dom Salvia.
That's right.
He's going to be joining us at 10:33, and we will kick many, many things around.
Yes.
Depending upon what breaks overnight. But right now, it is 11:53. Calvin, that means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As always, if you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. Today's Tisbet headline reads from Fox News, woman climbs onto wing of Alaska Airlines plane at Seattle Airport due to anxiety. Woman opened emergency exit after the plane landed.
Yes.
Which is good.
Well, I would say it's the most responsible thing to do.
But it's amazing. Okay, so we'll get into the story first. A female passenger took an alternate roof off an Alaska Airlines plane after landing in Seattle two Sundays ago. Just after 5 p.m. on the 22nd, emergency dispatch at the Port of Seattle was alerted to an incident at a gate. After the flight came in, during the deplaning, a female passenger became anxious and opened the emergency exit over the wing and then climbed out onto the wing of the plane. Port of Seattle Fire responded and helped the woman off the aircraft wing to the ramp. The crisis team responded, eventually decided to send the passenger to the hospital for evaluation. There were no other injuries and no other operations impacted by that, but still, that really shouldn't be a thing.
No, and my heart goes out to her for that
anxiety.
I have anxiety, but I would never have the kind of anxiety that would want me to bypass all safety, all people, all everything, and try to open the door of a plane.
And I guess my question is, and I give her credit for being able to control her anxiety until they landed. And I certainly appreciate, depending on where you are in the plane as you're deplaning, it feels like it takes forever.
It kind of does. It's a
slow process as people get all their stuff, and then you know it's a slow process. And I think that's when everybody's getting antsy. It's like I've been flying now for 4 hours, and I really just want to get off of here. And
there's never a passenger like agreed upon plan of how we want to get up and move. People get up in the back of the plane and start moving their way up. It's like there's no sense of line, a zipper way of getting off the seats.
Right.
I understand the anxiety of that portion too, because once you even hit the ground, or I should say land, sorry, wrong phrasing. Once you land, Here's like another 20 minutes before.
Easily.
And if you have to get baggage.
Oh, yeah. Easily another 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's like they tell you, don't unbuckle your seatbelt.
Yeah.
Don't get your stuff in the overhead bins until the plane has stopped and the lights have gone off.
Yes. Yep.
And there are always at least 10 people who, as soon as we're anywhere near the gate, are standing up and getting their stuff. And my question again is, where do you think you're going to go?
Oh, yeah. It's like the people speed to a red light.
Yes. You're not getting ahead of us. We're all stuck here. You may as well just be, let's all just be stuck together.
If I'm on a plane and I'm sitting in the front, I'll even let a few people go in front of me just to like to sit and relax. If I'm in the back of the plane, which I actually a lot of times will sit in the back of the plane.
My husband did it for years.
I just let them all go. And I just let them. And then once they're done, then I just get them smooth out. There I go. While they're clean, while the
cleaning crew.
The cleaning crew is cleaning up. I'm just walking out, thanking them. Have a good day.
It's all good.
This scrum of like smashing and then the anxiety of pulling the baggage down if you can't do it or you can't reach it. No, thank you. We should, as a group on a plane, make a plan and say, first of all, no one claps.
I haven't been on a plane with clapping for a long time.
Good. And also, let's make it front to back, zipper formation, slow, easy. You'll get there.
You will get there.
Or this kind of stuff will make a person do things like this.
Let's not do that. No. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We have news coming up next, followed by our friend and colleague Todd Alba. We will be back with you tomorrow morning for the 1-year anniversary of Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.